This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. We are watching Cash Patel, by my count, despite Susan Collins, McConnell, and Murkowski voting against him, it appears. Bill Cassidy, the doctor from Louisiana who pushed over the top RFK Jr., says he will vote for him, so Vance will come in, VP Vance, and break the tie. That's the way that it looks like it's going to go. And it's going down to the wire. With a number of Trump nominees that have been confirmed. And I think before the end of the show, we're going to be able to say Cash Patel is the FBI director. This Jasmine Crockett, a lot of people have been saying, I know this is WFDY. We might have a new group, too, by the way. There's a group that has displaced Joe Rogan as the number one podcast in America, at least last week. And it seems pretty clear to me they beat him pretty soundly. I listen to them. I don't get it. But then again, Variety says that Greg Gutfeld is Tom Wolf. And I can speak for Dan. Neither one of us get it. I mean, he's doing numbers among younger people, Gutfeld, that you can't believe. If you find Greg Gutfeld really hilarious, tell us why. We'll get to all that. But Jasmine Crockett, the woman with these outrageous false eyelashes. I'm trying to think of who else might rival the false eyelash look here. And, you know, in the course of time, look, I am a Daniel Outlaw, you think, false eyelashes?
Well, I remember the false nails. Remember,
wasn't that that was her big accomplishment, that they can wear false nails and paint their nails if they're a female cop. That was her accomplishment. Yes.
Yeah.
Ro hates it when I bring that up for some reason.
Sorry.
That's okay. But but she of the false eyelashes, of the battles with Marjorie Taylor Greene, I've seen article after article. Yeah, that's what Democrats need. She's the face. Listen to what she just said this morning about, I'm kind of surprised, by the way, on this, that Trump is not pushing it harder. I'm not sure why. I hope he doesn't renege on this. These savings shouldn't, hey, we're going to put them back in the Treasury. No. I don't want that money back in the Treasury. $5,000 is a good number. Give every American citizen, well, there might be some stipulations here. You know, I know there could be fraud with this, but you get the general idea. Give them $5,000 of their hard-earned money back for 50, 60 years of this nonsense that's going on in Washington. And Trump kind of said it. I have the cut. But it didn't have the usual bravado with it. I'm not sure why. I thought he'd be all over this. But listen to Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett's take on this.
President Trump says he likes the idea of giving some of the savings from DOGE back to Americans as kind of a dividend. Would you support that?
Listen, he's just telling a lie. He's not the one that had anything to do with the $1,200 refunds that people had during the midst of COVID that was done by a Democratic House and Democratic Senate. Right now, what they're going to do is say, hey, we want to give you a refund, but Congress won't let us because they already know that there's just no money for that. The only reason that those refunds came before was because we were living in different times. This was a time in which hopefully we won't ever go through
again. There weren't refunds,
lady. We had a once in a lifetime pandemic. The bad part is that I don't know if it's once in a lifetime because we know that Ebola, unfortunately, was detected right here in New York recently. And if we continue down this road of getting rid of scientists or deciding that we don't want to rely on experts as relates to what they're telling us to do, or we don't want to deal with vaccines and medicine in this country, then we may be facing not only our next pandemic, but our next two, three, or four pandemics because of their incompetence. So, no, we are not in the business of giving out money. And honestly, I don't know what $5,000 will do for you.
She doesn't know what $5,000. All right, let's get our team there. Henry, what's your guesstimate before we look it up? A good pair of false eyelashes for $5,000. How much? How many false eyelashes?
You're asking the guy that would really know.
Yeah.
Well,
why would I know? Where's false eyelashes to work every day?
Yes. Dan, I would say at least 1,000 pairs of false eyelashes you could get for $5,000, Jasmine.
How much do false eyelashes cost?
I feel like they're more than that. $10 a pump.
False eyelash extensions can cost anywhere between $100 and $500, depending on the style, location, and technician.
Wow.
You should also budget for fills, which are typically needed every 1 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, but I think those are like more than just you put them on manually.
You can get magnetic ones.
Yeah, these where you go to some I've seen these stores coming to work where women are going in and having them implanted, I guess.
Whoa,
is the way I would put it.
That would hurt.
Well, it's implanted in a sense. There's a process versus you put them on yourself.
Gotcha. Yeah. But you can get the self-made ones. It's like $13 on Amazon.
Oh, there we go. So. Okay. Henry was pretty close. All right. So
Henry knows the stuff.
Yeah.
What can I say?
So there you go, Jasmine. That would be like 100 pairs of false eyelashes at least. That's got to see you for a couple of years. So what would you do with $5,000?
Down payment, new car?
Yeah, we'd love to hear it. I mean, what would you do with $5,000?
Bathroom renovation?
I'd give it to DJ and Luke, split it up right now. Just take care of that. Take care of whatever they're advancing on at that moment. Yeah. So no matter who you are listening right now, you get $5,000, you're going to say, wow, I just got $5,000. Now, some people might go, oh, my God, I got $5,000. This is their attitude, though.
That's a lot of money.
I don't know what $5,000 will do for you.
And she's, in many ways, the face, several people, not just people like me who want her to be the face, of the Democrat Party, of where they're going. This is the attitude, the nonsense. And by the way, that wasn't a refund from Biden. It was just throwing money out there. The people who didn't want to work during COVID, in many instances, didn't deserve it. There was fraud, etc. That's the money she's talking about. Yeah, give taxpayers back their money. Now, at 12:30 today, we have a couple of assembly people over in Jersey coming on. They have a bill to get DOGE done in New Jersey. And one thing I saw the other day, I'm not sure if they put it out or I saw it somewhere else, that the Rutgers football team, I think it was just in 1 year, rang up well over $400,000 in DoorDash. What the heck? Taxpayers in Jersey want to pay for Rutgers football and DoorDash? Oh, come on, Dom, they had a 500 record. Can you imagine the stuff that goes on in Jersey? Just the outright, we don't care, we're going to spend it, and then we're going to say we need to raise taxes, we don't have enough. So all that will unfold. Now, we mentioned a moment ago fire, and we've had them on over the years. They're a great group defending the First Amendment. Well, let me set it up this way. While all this was happening, Dan and I both got an email about a story involving Rowan University that, as far as we know, is ongoing that you should know about. And of all days, yesterday, Hamas turned over, is it three or four dead hostages? I got to look here. I know that two of them were toddlers. They included toddlers and a mom. All right. And as these animals, and that's what they are subhuman. No doubt about it. As they turned it over on this stage, you may have seen some of the coverage. There was celebratory music and clapping and taunts and sayings. That's who we're dealing with. Now, I believe, and the Trump administration has already said this, if you are a public supporter leading these things for Hamas and you are here on a visa, you're on college camp, whatever it is, you're going home. You're going to be deported. I support that. Now, as far as Rowan did the right thing, and then they caved because of this First Amendment group, Fire, that we've had on over the years with great guests. What happened is you have this group, Students for Palestine, who are notoriously, they're anti-Zionist, they're anti-Israel. Let's face it, they're anti-Semitic. Up and down the line, this group across the country. They're the principal group behind all the nonsense that goes on. So they must have started a new chapter, or it's a new semester at Rowan University over in South Jersey. And the poster inviting people to come and be part of this group, which, by the way, is backed by student funding. More about that in a second. Had the slingshot, you know, the kid with all the headgear on, and the slingshot to face Israeli tanks. Remember this? The Intifada. I don't know how many intifadas there have been. These are the people that attack civilians, will kill anybody, and are throwing bricks, etc., at soldiers, knife them, do whatever they can. And they're celebrated in this. So a group called Make New Jersey Red, who may be on the show today, they started beating the bushes and people went nuts. How dare you have this as a student group? Now, when you're a student group, that means you get space and you get some degree of funding coming from students who may be Jewish or people like me who hate this group for the stuff I just laid out, or New Jersey taxpayers. So Fire sent an email to Dan and me saying, oh, yeah, would you like to talk to X, Y, and Z here? And we said, sure. Dan told him we differ a bit on this. And I was gearing up to debate what I see as a trend now. And sometimes it's on the right, sometimes it's on the left. And it goes like this. People will say, well, you mustn't really believe in the country. You mustn't really believe in the First Amendment. All right. Now, there are all kinds of avenues with this, with the First Amendment, people hiding behind us. First point I would make with this Rowan student group, nobody suspended students. They were going to put this under suspension and investigate it, the group. And that's a big difference because colleges do have due diligence after what we've seen after October 7th. To not just say, well, that's freedom of speech. Remember those goofball university college presidents? Remember what happened to them? So we said to Fire, sure, come on today. And then the guy tells Dan later on, no, I think we'll pass on this one. What the heck are we talking about? You're a First Amendment group. You can't come on and debate me or at least talk about on this. That's pretty weak. It is very weak, but we see this all the time. It's just preaching to the choir. Now, usually we agree with Fire. We've had Fire on, and they're representing this, that, or the other group, conservatives usually, on college campuses who are silenced. But instead, they choose not to come on just because Dan says, well, we differ on this. I wasn't going to hammer them. It's not Larry Krasner. I'm interested in it. There is a tension here. You could make First Amendment arguments. But does that, then I see they're defending now. Remember the pollster in Iowa, who clearly, it seems to me, there's got a case to be made, wanted to scare the Trump campaign. Remember that? They had Kamala Harris ahead in Iowa.
right before the election, I think the Sunday before. And Trump ended up in Kansas. It was Iowa. Yeah, Trump ended up winning by double digits. So he's suing her under consumer protection fraud. They're saying it's a First Amendment case. You know, the First Amendment is there, but particularly with your employer. I mean, that's about the government. You can be fired. Well, I have a First Amendment right to stand on a desk and say what I... We said the same thing with the NFL players. They were at their workplace. They could have been fired for that. You don't have a First Amendment right to disrupt that. Now, you could argue that it would be bad a workplace if they did that. Okay. But they had every right to do it. All right. So I'd love to get you on in either one. And if you wear false eyelashes, I wonder, if you do that, doesn't it have to be subtle? If you've seen this woman, it's like, I don't understand how that's effective for whatever look you're trying to. That's the first thing I think of when I think of Jasmine Crockett. Other than being completely obnoxious, insufferable, and not making sense. Coming up, there is a new, and the guy actually says the magic words. I didn't tell Dan this one in the Inquirer. I'll give you the lyrics. I don't know if it's out there, Dan, the sound of it. A song worthy of Bruce Springsteen about the last toll collector on the in Cape May County. And it's the bridge, Grassy Knolls, I guess it's called.
I like where this is going.
Yeah, that goes Wildwood Crest into Cape May. That toll booth is no more, or it's going to be Easy Pass, I guess. So the last toll collector is gone. I think he worked 40 years. And these guys collaborated. They said it's very Springsteen-esque. And Bruce would really have a hell of a song about what that tells us. No more toll collectors. All right. Well, I am sensitive because I think the Phillies game on Saturday, and I'm going to be watching this keenly, is going to be umpired at least, I'm not sure about at first base, but behind the plate by robo-ump, which is just one of the worst ideas that we've ever seen. The only upside is you'll be able to challenge robo-ump, meaning saying, I didn't think that was a strike or I didn't think that was a ball. And if you're right, you don't lose your challenge and they put it up on the board. But you're going to see at Major League Baseball, I'm not sure if they did it last spring training, many games this year. And then next year, they're actually going to have it at the big league level, maybe. How much of this? AI, robo-ump, medical. Why are you playing that, Dan? Is that your Springsteen?
What's that? Sorry.
Oh, that was underneath me.
No, it's something stupid by Frank Sinatra.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, all right. Yeah, that's true. So the latest in all this robo stuff. 855-839-1210. Now, the side question today. Today is National Comfy Day. We want something that is very comfortable.
Oh, I love this.
And or it would be harder, meaning then we'd pay more attention to it. A person who's very comforting or comfortable, either word that you want. I'm going to take off the board the classic, the Barco Lounger.
Ooh.
Particularly a Barco Lounger you have for 25 years. Now that is comfort. All right, Dan, what's yours?
That's a great one.
Yeah.
Behind us, we hear Sinatra.
Yes.
What a comforting voice an individual Sinatra is. Right. And nostalgic. And on that, I'll put out a guy who brought comfort, apparently, to a lot of individuals on Sundays in Philadelphia, Larry Ferrari.
Oh, yes. All-time great.
Yeah.
There could be a book there. How in the world did Philadelphia watch Larry Ferrari?
I'll also throw out the smell of a pumpkin apple candle from, what is it, Bath & Body Works? Is that where? Yeah, Bath & Body Works, because my mom loved that smell. Now we burn it, and it's just a very comforting smell to come in.
A lot of candle smells. They're in a great business for that. All right, Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, so in honor of our side question, I had the comfort thing. How about something that would go very nicely today? You see, it's very gray and cold outside today. Probably not going to see a whole lot of sunshine. How about snuggling up and watching one of your favorite comfort movies? A comfort movie is something that you watch over and over.
Well, no, you can't pick a comfort movie as a category off. Give me an individual comfort movie.
Well,
right,
my individual comfort movie would be my favorite movie, Dazed and Confused.
There you go.
Okay, there you go. All right, 855.
I don't know if that's a good cover movie, though. Like a good cover movie is like Remember the Titans, where at the end you're feeling warm inside.
Watch it right now. Game Ball, Roddy Bass.
Forrest Gump, good comfort movie.
Well, it's comforting
me. That's your film, yeah.
That's why I took comfort movie off, because what's comfortable to me isn't comfortable to everybody.
So movies, celebrities, nostalgic things. Makes you comfortable?
You don't see Remember the Titans in rotation. I just saw Goodfellas in rotation on AMC 4 times in the last 2 weeks.
It's because it's Disney, though. Those guys protect the rights of their movies. Remember they used to do like the limited release on VHS every 20, 30 years?
Yeah,
they protect the rights of those movies.
Yeah, Remember the Titans. Put that on once a day somewhere. 855-839-1210. All right, you got the set? Do you think the First Amendment should protect the students for Palestine over at Rowan? Rowan made the right decision the first time, and then they reneged on it. Why? Well, they started getting heat. They started getting heat from these groups that say they're First Amendment and won't even come on here. And it just amazes me. I mean, we're not going to bite. My God, you're the First Amendment people. Come on, there's still time to do it and tell us why we're wrong, that I don't think this is protected by the First Amendment. I don't see it. 855-839-12.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Well, Dan. All right, Tom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210. As I mentioned, I need somebody that's heard them more extensively. Stephanie Ruhl and others out there, and I think we have some sound of her, touting this podcast group. I think they're from Long Island. And they just topped last week. Their name is close to Midas, so they go by the Midas Touch, even though they don't spell it correctly. Stephanie Ruhl on MSNBC, a victory dance over anti-Trump Midas Touch podcast beating out Rogan. And the numbers, according to Podscribe, which I guess is the official sort of quasi, this is hard to catalog. Rogan's podcast was downloaded and played 48.6 million times. Wow. 32% decrease from the previous month, but the Midas Touch top spot with 56 million downloads and plays, increasing by 101% this month. Well, this is the first month of President Trump. All right, here is Stephanie Ruhl breaking that down.
The left-leaning podcast Midas Touch has just done the unthinkable, dethroned Joe Rogan to become the country's most popular podcast. podcast. Do you see this as a sign of a bigger political shift? Because even these three guys specifically, they are not your touchy-feely progressives. They're like three bros from Long Island.
Yeah. I think that this does signal, one, Democrats and let's just call it the non-conservative ecosystem catching up to where the kind of Rogan right has been.
And they're not policy guys. They're anti-Trump guys. And they crank it out all day, every day.
And I do think the fact that this is organic, this is not a part of the ecosystem that was just built up, you know, with heavy investment from millionaires and billionaires. These are folks who've been grinding and working. And my suspicion is they probably were going to get to this point anyway. But it does, I think, signal where groups and where organizations and where candidates on the Democratic side are going to focus a lot of their effort going forward. You've got to dominate this space. That's where conversation is. That's where a lot of people get their news, is on YouTube, online. You have to be present there. And you have to have messengers that are fearless and that know how to talk to these folks comfortably and in messy conversations that are often complicated.
People often say that Democrats don't know how to hit. These guys are hitters.
All right, then. So first of all, Joe Rogan's not a conservative. I mean, it's all over the place. I don't even know what I would characterize it as. Dan, you haven't heard these guys, right? I mean, no. When I saw it this morning, and I only vaguely, they're anti-Trump. She's right. There's the tech bro, podcast bro type of stuff. Look, and if Democrats get into these areas, it will help them around the edges. The problem is their policies that people don't want. That there's 80-20 on this. I haven't heard these guys, but Dan, based upon what I think their vibe is, I don't think they're going to say you can have a male playing against females in sports. I don't see it from the little bit, and I'm going to look it up and see what they say about it. It's the policies. It's defending the federal government as people seeing the waste, fraud, and abuse. That's what it is for Democrats, for elected officials, for their party. They keep on thinking there's a magic elixir. Just get with these guys, get into these fields, and somehow or another, your message is going, now I understand it from Democrats. People reject the policies. So it helped Trump that he did Rogan and a whole galaxy of these others, and that the Republican Party, by and large, is friendly to talk radio, for example. White House just had Rich and others at the White House yesterday. Biden wouldn't do that with us. Can you imagine? So the bottom line is you don't want to change the policies. And a lot of these are 80-20 with the American public. I just played you Jasmine Crockett saying, well, House $5,000 is going to help you. Now, if we could get Democrats on record saying, no, we're not going to give you $5,000 out of these savings versus Trump, more wholeheartedly, I'd like to see it saying, yeah, that's my plan, of course. That'd be $10,000 in a family or more. How could you be on the other side of this? And you heard the minutiae. She said, well, you know, we're not really giving it to you. What are you talking about? We gave you $1,200 under Biden. No, these are actual from the crime of stealing that money from us, giving some of it back. All right, coming up. Along those lines, we're going to talk with two representatives from Jersey. You have a bill. Now, look, I'm a realist. This bill being passed by these progressives in Jersey, I get it. But then the second alternative, this is what the Republican nominee for governor ought to be emphasizing, DOGE for New Jersey, and make the people on the other side say, no, we don't want you seeing what we're spending our money on, like $440,000 for the Rutgers football team for DoorDash. Not only would I say that, I would demand, I'd subpoena if I had to, the records of what they ordered. Dan, can you imagine if they're ordering giant steaks and lobster or something at the Rutgers football team and taxpayers are paying for that? And what kind of tip did they give DoorDash? Yeah, big wheels with somebody else's money. I would put that up wherever I want. I'd put billboards up. I'd have a Rutgers football coach with the steak sauce over. I don't know what the record is now, too. If it's not good, that's another thing. All right, we'll talk with these two assembly people about that. What would happen if Jersey had their own DOGE? And Elon Musk can't be everywhere. Who'd be a good person to do that in New Jersey? You know, who would be the persona that fits Jersey to get at that money? All right, that's straight ahead. You know, February is American. Oh, I'm sorry. That's 1240. Keep on saying it. 1245. We'll have them here. Hey, February is American Heart Month. It's a great time to focus on all aspects of cardiac care, exercising, eating healthily, heart-friendly foods, and also being mindful of your dental health. Did you know that plaque buildup can actually lead to bacteria growth, which can sometimes lead to conditions like endocarditis, arterial sclerosis? So it's a great time to schedule an appointment with my guy, my dentist, board-certified prostodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz in the Bentz Dental Group. Now, Dr. Bentz has worked with hundreds of patients to not only improve their smiles and their confidence, but more importantly, maximize their oral health, which leads to great overall health. It's all there. So if you have concerns about your oral health, or you're just looking for a dentist, a great dentist, all in one package, I've told you story after story of my dental care with Dr. Bentz, how effective it's been for me. Get them a call. Get that initial evaluation, 610-272-6949. Or you can visit them at BentzDentalGroup.com, 610-272-6949. All right, side question today. Comfort, National Comfy Day. Give us something comfortable or a person who gives you that feeling. 855-839-1210. You jump on board. As I said, this podcast group, it's interesting. If you beat Joe Rogan that badly, is that indicative of opportunity for the Democrats? Or is it just these guys have struck a nerve? They are anti-Trump. Is this an equal playing field? It's their policies. That's the things that are killing. I mean, there's a lot of other things here, the way they ran the campaign, etc. But it's the policy side of things they are unable or unwilling to change. 855-839-1210. One other thing, the polygraph. I looked it up again last night. Look, I know Kristi Noem is trying to do the right thing in Homeland Security. You have people diming out Homan to the media and telling them, you know, to publicize where they're going to raid next. But a polygraph once a week as a way to determine if people are telling the truth or not. We've had some fun over the years. Did it on the air once with a guy that was a listener and the stuff that's involved. And even he admitted, yeah, it's an indicator of something, but it's not something in court, at least in most places that I know of, that stands up as evidence. So could you really get to the bottom of anything that the person is lying? They're not telling the truth. If you ask them, have you told anyone about these raids? Kind of doubtful. Maybe just a threat to kind of rein people in because we're seeing some difficulty with this. And there's criticism of ICE saying, well, why are they not giving us the numbers now? They have kind of stopped doing that. Are they not impressive? And the answer is, I'm impressed with what they've done, how hard it is to root out with all the false names, with all the stuff that goes into this. I'm amazed they've been able to lock up the number of people that they have already, which is in the thousands. So they're well on their way to doing stuff. It's not an easy thing, though. I'd love to get you in on this Rowan University thing, though. We're working on somebody who helped to propel this in Jersey. Rowan made the right decision at the beginning to say, no, we're suspending this organization. And then they caved in and went back the other way for some reason, under false claims of First Amendment, we'll sue you, etc. They're a group that is beyond troublesome. They're the premier group, Students for Palestine, that have been up to and behind most of these protests that we saw vis-a-vis October 7th. And if you saw any of this yesterday, these bodies in coffins and these animals celebrating as they handed them over to the Israelis, toddlers. And remember what was done on October 7th. And just remember the response, some of the responses of these universities and others, how tepid they were about what happened to Jews in Israel on October 7th. These were some of the remnants of that. And we're going to have them put out violence, potential violence on a poster and say that's First Amendment protected. I'm really tired of hearing it. I'm really, really tired. That is not the First Amendment at all. If it goes to court, we'll see what they say. All right, let's go to Mary Jane. Mary Jane starts us off in Bluebell on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mary Jane.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm driving, actually.
Okay.
Okay, so my comfort person is Mr. Fred Rogers.
Go ahead, explain. Yeah, oh, tell us. Yeah.
Explain. He could take any situation and make it comfortable, make it casual, make it knowledgeable for children or adults. He could reach anyone in a very mild-mannered, easy-to-understand way that you felt good after you talked to him.
Absolutely.
Or listen to him.
All-timer. I mean, if Mr. Rogers is on the other side of the argument with you, you're in pretty big trouble. If he's getting like, come on now. Yeah, Mr. Rogers, very comforting, comfortable. He's got both that go into that. That's what we're looking for. If you have a person, Dan contributed Larry Ferrari. I had the Barco Lounger. You can hit us with that. But 855-839-1210, you get on board. Not surprised, by the way, at some of the reaction we got yesterday to the Ukraine situation. And people that are trying to convince me, essentially, why am I so virulent about Putin? I can't be virulent enough. Are you kidding me? Look, you can say anything you want about Zelensky, and any number of things are probably true. And some of the just corruption in Ukraine. But when you start saying, go easy on Putin here, come on now, with your criticism of Putin, you got to be kidding me. You know, you can't convince yourself of that. You know deep down what we're dealing with here. And I guess I would just say I'd like to see more of a Reagan approach to Putin than trying to say, well, let's butter him up. We can win him with that. You're not going to butter up a guy like this and win with this. And in the real world, we have to deal with this. We have to come up with a solution. That's true. But it's out of bounds. All right, let's go to Joe in Columbus on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe. Afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Don. My guy could turn canvas into, he can make it come to life, even if it's a cold, cold winter scene. He was the guy who didn't believe in mistakes. They were all called happy accidents. he could soothe you bed at night, and he made everything visual and vivid. It was Bob Ross.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's a really good one. Thank you, Joe. All right. So right out of the box, people getting it pretty well.
You ever do a Bob Ross painting, Dom?
No, I did
Follow
not.
Follow along?
Yeah, I've seen enough of him. I don't think I had him on over the years,
really?
But somebody like that.
Oh,
yeah, you know, it's exactly right. That's a great one. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with two assembly people in New Jersey. They see Elon Musk, and they think, why not? Let's have a New Jersey Doge. Now, they're insiders. What would we find when it comes to spending in a place like New Jersey? I gave you the one, the DoorDash thing with Rutgers. Could you really spend that much money? They did. All straight ahead on Talk Radio 1210. Okay, it is Dom time. We've seen Doge be all the rage. You got that clock. It's up showing how much has been captured for American taxpayers. How about in the States now? Oh, boy. How about in the swamp of swamps? How about in New Jersey? Well, we have with us Assemblyman Chris DePhillips, who's the author of the bill we're talking about to do just that, and the minority conference leader, District 40. And we have with us Assemblywoman Vicki Flynn, who's co-sponsor of the bill and deputy minority conference leader, District 13. And you can bring them up. They're both with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Assembly persons, thanks for joining us. Let's start with the author of the bill, Chris DePhillips. Give me an idea. Yes. When did this strike you? Hi. Were you thinking about this all along when you heard what was going on here, or did something recently jump into your mind?
No, I thought it was a great idea from the beginning. Mm-hmm. I thought we should bring it to the state level. I was working and speaking with my colleague in the assembly, Alex Zawicki, and Alex and I introduced the bill together. And after seeing how much money was being uncovered and saved at the federal level, millions and millions of dollars in waste being discovered and ended, we said, let's do this in New Jersey. Let's bring this to New Jersey. And I think it's a great idea.
Assemblywoman Vicki Flynn with us also. Assemblywoman, you guys are insiders, so you must see some of this, even though they do everything in the world to kind of muffle it so you can't tell things inside budgets. I've been talking all morning about this DoorDash bill at Rutgers of over $400,000. Right there, there's billboards across Jersey. You have people marching with torches. What would we find? What have you guys seen that you think is there?
Well, I know that, you know, the last budget meeting of every session, everyone goes to bed with one budget number. And then when we hit the floor to vote on the actual budget, last year we got close to another $2 billion worth of spending that came from nowhere.
Right.
So that's one of the things I think if we could start with, once that budget meeting is done, that committee meeting, there should be no more additions to the budget before the vote. And that could have saved us last year over $2 billion in our budget. So that's a simple fix. And then when you look at that list, you could see all the fun items that are on there. You know, there could be a park for one mayor who probably brings a lot of votes. You could see some Turtleback Zoo is always a good favorite for our Essex County executive up there. He loves to it's a great zoo. I went there in kindergarten. I took my kids there. It's the best zoo ever, one of the best zoos in the state of New Jersey. But it usually gets a nice little bump every year in that little period of time, that 48 hours before final vote. It's pretty interesting. So I think that's a good starting point.
Krista Phillips, so would we find not just these things that we just talked about here, but would we find waste, for example?
Yes, yes, sir, you would. The pork barrel spending in New Jersey has gone up astronomically. Let me give you some figures, which are shocking. In 2019, in the state budget, the pork barrel spending was $98 million, which, by the way, was bad enough. So $98 million in 2019. In last year's state budget, $1.5 billion in pork barrel spending, which, by the way, most of our colleagues on the other side of the aisle probably didn't know about, but they woke up after the budget was passed to find out what was in it. 15 times increase in pork barrel spending over 5 years. By the way, since I've been in the state assembly since 2017, the last budget that Governor Christie had was $34.7 billion. Last year's budget, $56.7 billion, 67% increase in spending under the Murphy administration. No family in New Jersey would increase their spending by 67% if they didn't have the money to do so. And the point is, the state of New Jersey doesn't have the money because it's drowning in debt.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Assemblywoman Flynn, we know the uphill battle here with progressives in New Jersey to pass this bill. So that's one thing, but politically in the governor's race and other races, I think we're seeing the popularity of this big time, where there's even talk now of giving every American, you guys included, $5,000 back. So talk about that. If affordability is going to be the issue in the governor's race, this would be prime country toward affordability.
Yeah, I do think it should be on the talking points for all governors and it's governor candidates. And it's funny, I do find the Democratic candidates are starting to sound like they're favoring this bill, too. So I'm hopeful that with the new governor, we could get this passed. There's tons of duplicative services that a new governor could look at. They could look across all the agencies and find ways in which they could find savings. And I think the what's going on in the federal government, it's polling very well here in New Jersey. And you're right. If you're going to get up to a $5,000 check from the federal government because of the work done at the federal level by DOGE, I think that's going to be the expectation of the voters in this election cycle. And it would be my strong recommendation if if these candidates want to be the governor, they better start talking about these examples, because I think that will secure them success in November.
Yeah, you've just ticked off some of the ones and the infrastructure of this duplicative, the budget. Yeah. It ought to be over when the meeting's over. You can't come back the next day. The average person in the street in Jersey is going, yeah, just do it. Mm-hmm. Maybe the impetus is here. But have you guys, the DoorDash one is one that I've gotten. These are the things that get people's attention. Let's face it, when Trump or Elon Musk say one of these things, like the condoms, which are in dispute, but, you know, hummingbirds in Mozambique teaching them French, people go nuts because they realize it's there. How about in Jersey, Assemblyperson DePhillips? Do you have any other examples like that? What have you seen in your career in the 7 or 8 years you've been there?
Well, Vicky and I were just sat through an assembly session maybe 2 months ago where there was a $36 million project in West New York on the table. By the way, outside the budget process, just an up or down vote on a standalone bill. Their recreation building in that project was $3 million. Okay, every town in New Jersey would like to have a new recreation building, but the West New York building was $3 million, part of a larger project that cost $36 million that no one could explain what it was and why it was needed. So you hear stories like that and people go crazy in New Jersey because we have the highest property taxes in the nation, the highest corporate business taxes in the nation. Then they hear President Trump earlier today saying, I want to give at least 20% back of the Doge.
Right.
Saving to the people. That's what this is about. We should return this money to the property tax payers in New Jersey because their property taxes are astronomical. We need to return this money to the people. It's called property tax relief. And, you know, you hear stories like with the pork barrel spending and people literally go crazy on both sides of the aisle, by the way. And I've had Democrats come up to me to say this Doge idea is a good idea for New Jersey. The question is, will they have the political courage to support it?
Well, what are they fearing? What's on the other side, other than the pork barrel and all that, Vicky Flynn, Assemblywoman? What's their argument? We played Jasmine Crockett today, the congresswoman with the false eyelashes and the whole thing, saying, what's $5,000 to you? What are you going to do with $5,000? Surely they must have a better argument than that.
Yeah, I mean, the fact remains is that they're so out of touch with what matters to the voters and to the taxpayers. People are infuriated now when they're releasing some of these, you know, items. And I know we're going to find them here in New Jersey if we actually had someone with leadership skills to get it done. And it would anger New Jerseyans. But we already know things that we spend money on that are ridiculous. I was thinking of an example in Asbury Park, a school that was closed. They reopened and spent money to rename it to the Obama school and then closed it again.
Wait a minute. You see, that's the lead. Let's not bury the lead. You got a good one right there. Right there. Well, that's it. By the way, was there any DoorDash being delivered in the closing and reclosing?
I'm sure if we look close enough, we'll find DoorDash or Uber Eats somewhere.
Yes.
The Rutgers thing, I love that you're talking about it because my running mate, Declan O'Scanlan, he brings that up every single time we meet with Rutgers because it infuriates him and it infuriates all of us who are sending our kids there. I mean, Rutgers makes it difficult enough to attend at times. And the fact remains, then there, you know, this DoorDash bill gets out there in public as well as everything with the athletic department, the stadiums. I mean, you could go on, but yet we keep shoveling money into that school with no accountability. And that's the issue. And that's what the Republicans do every single budget cycle. We are trying to hold everyone accountable, and we need leaders in the executive branch that are going to do the same. And if we get a strong leader in there ready to do that, and I think we will, I think that the voters are going to require them to do it. And I'm thankful for Doge because I think they have woken up the voters to say enough is enough.
It has. It has worked. And I think Snooki got $32,000. Am I right to speak there? Or was it 36?
Yes. It was probably more, but Condoleezza Rice was disinvited. I'm a Rutgers alum, so I could bash them all I want.
Absolutely. Well, I'm not, but I'll do it anyhow. And I'm sure some person to Phillips will too. So what is the name of the bill? What do people do to start contacting people that this is on the radar screen?
Yeah, so it's a resolution. It's Assembly Joint Resolution 213. that would bring DOGE to New Jersey. One of the greatest things about the resolution is that it would be headed up by the state auditor, the committee, but it would include 20 members of the public. We've been talking on your show. We've been talking on your show about how the public responds to issues like this. They would have a seat at the table. They would be on the DOGE committee in New Jersey, and they would help make recommendations back to the governor and the legislature for spending cuts. So that's one of the greatest elements of the bill, is the public participation, because they know better than anyone what smells like waste, right? Apparently, the legislature can't do it on its own. The majority party can't do it on its own. Vicky and I and our colleagues, we could get it done. We're the ones, you know, pressing for these spending cuts. But to have the public involved is unique and important. So
without a doubt, I could just see
reason to support it.
I could just see people all over the place over coffee. Have you heard this one? Let's put that on. Oh, my God. Yes, this is, this has to get into the governor's race and every day. We will stick on it. Please keep Dan in the loop as this continues. When you have something else you'd like to come back on again, and we'll be ready to go.
Sounds great.
Thanks, guys. Thank you very much. All right.
Thanks for having us.
Two assembly people here on Talk Radio 1210, that last part. All right. The public, 20 members of the public involved in figuring this out. I mean, I write the DoorDash. I don't want to just a number. I want to see what they ordered. And I want to see every day and every day of the week and what they ordered and twice on Sunday. People hear that. This is the type of thing they grab the torches. And they go out there. They vote. They want to do that. Yes, Henry.
No, I was just going to say, they better have a winning record in the Big Ten. Like,
well, there you go, right? Yeah, yeah. For 440,000, well, that's what we would do. We'd compare it to Ohio State. At least they win. What's their DoorDash bill? What are they ordering? That's what I'd like to see. Somebody has those records, too. Okay. Big 1 o'clock hour coming up. The bishops are now suing the U.S. Conference of Bishops, the Trump administration. We'll get into that coming up here on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.